Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Phil Vitale writes about the restaurant scene in Chicago. What with him being a restaurant critic, read him in print and online at ChicagoTribune.com/dining. He joins us again. Hi, Phil. How are you?
I'm good, John. Thank you.
Are you in some far-flung locale today?
No, I'm actually, I've been working out west on a secret project, and at the moment I'm only a few blocks from the Tivoli Theater.
Don't play with me, man.
Theater.
Don't. When I really want to be fancy, I make it R-E. And some places do, so I'm never sure how to correctly spell it. The classic cinema's Tivoli Theater, maybe a theatre, or maybe a theater. I'm not sure.
I would have to look it up. It's it's a feature journalist's nightmare, is writing down the various playhouses and remembering which ones are ERs and which ones are REs.
Well, I wonder too. I mean, you and I have talked about this at times. The food that you talk about, if you're at a nice restaurant in Chicago, some of the food before you is not pork chop and potatoes. So do you worry about the spelling or the phraseology? Do you worry that sometimes you don't get correct the materials of these artist chefs?
Always, always. My greatest fear is that I'll make some hyper-obvious mistake, especially when discussing a food style other than the one I grew up in, and get an Italian term wrong or a Spanish term wrong and look foolish.
And I guess where I'm inclined to say, oh, well, I'd give you a pass. Come on. That's your craft. That's what you do. So you need to get that stuff right.
I sort of should, yeah.
You know, maybe that's also, I'll stop talking about the business of words and what we do here now, but maybe that's the advantage somebody like me has. I don't have to be a master of any trade. You know, I'm not a jack of anything. I'm just a, you know, kind of a, I know a little bit about a lot, and if you get something wrong, you go, well, I'm supposed to know about food. I get that pass. You don't.
That's right. That's right.
Two of Chicago's most... Go ahead, Phil. Finish that thought.
There aren't that many people that can contradict me, so one of my real fears is that I pass along something and then people start saying bruschetta instead of bruschetta for the rest of their lives, and it's all my fault.
Wait a minute. So how do you say that one?
Bruschetta.
Oh, no. No,
CH in Italian is a hard K, and there are absolutely no exceptions. So,
hey, Lauren Lapkar, are you listening to Phil Vitale right now? If we went to a restaurant and got some toast with some little tomato chutney and onions and some oil on top there, what would you call that? Yeah, she's not listening. Bertrand might know. It's bruschetta at my house.
Yeah.
Bruschetta, huh? And if
it's bruschetta over there.
If I say bruschetta, then will people roll their eyes at me trying to be too fancy?
I don't think so. I don't think they'll snap to attention either. And, and depending on the level of service, you might actually get corrected with someone telling you the wrong thing. That's happened to me.
All right. You know what, Phil? Today I'm a different man. I'm now going to say bruschetta. I'm going to go to an Italian restaurant and order some bruschetta.
Excellent.
Two of Chicago's most prolific restaurant groups, you write, Rick Bayless's Frontera and Scott Harris's Francesca Restaurants, recently opened bar concepts that put their beverage specialists in the spotlight, and the food way better than you might expect. So tell me about Bar Sotano. What's going on here?
Well, since we're mentioning words, I'm going to be mean and say it's Sotano.
No, do. I'll take no offense. Thank you for that. Sotano. Very good.
It is the Spanish word for basement, and that was their idea. As Rick Bayless explained it to me, they had a little space for storage that they didn't really need, and they were thinking of giving it back to the landlord and saving some money, and then they had this idea. Rick and Deanne's daughter, Lainey Bayless, has been the beverage director, the spirits director for the Frontera group overall for some time, and they sort of created a place with her scholarship and creativity in mind. The idea of a cocktail-focused Mexican street food, kind of cool subterranean space that lets her kind of gives her a little elbow room. Lets her be the front and center.
Yeah, I'm just reading mid review now where you said abetted by bar manager Roger Landis.
Mm-hmm.
Bayless has produced a list of 16 specialty cocktails grouped conceptually rather than by spirit. That makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, instead of here's all the gins, here's all the... It makes particular sense in this case because so much of what they do there is dominated by tequilas and mezcals.
So they have fruit stand cocktails are predictably fruit forward. The guava rum drink with subtle overtones of bourbon and creme de banana, or do you say creme de banana?
Please say creme.
Is a hit. And the tequila-driven mango...
Chamoy,
served street food style in a plastic bag, will be Chicago's most photographed drink this year. What? A plastic bag? What are they doing there?
It's like a little baggie, and then it's gathered at the top, tied tight with just enough room for the straw that's jutting out of it. And it would be the kind of thing in a street market where you'd get this drink served in the bag, and then you just drink from a straw, and that's how it's served. And so they bring it to the table that way. It's the only drink presented quite that way. So it has its own little unique thing. And everybody who's every bit of media that has come to the door already is taking and publishing pictures of that cocktail. And you'll see more.
Among the main courses, you say the food's pretty good at this place too, huh?
Food is very good. I like a restaurant where the food, I like to say the food is better than it has to be. And here you've got this bar with these creative cocktails, and I'm guessing that a lot of people, most of the people are attracted to the place because of the cocktails, and yet the food is really sophisticated and really fun, and they could have gotten away with a much less ambitious menu.
Rick Bayless is on the line from the Chicago Tribune, chicagotribune.com/dining. We're talking about bars Sotano and Joe's Imports, where the food is as ambitious as the mezcal cocktails
yes.
And wines. And the name of the place that we're talking about is...
Bar Sotano.
You write, among the main courses, the chili-laced mussels in lobster stock is solid. The Sotano burger with 28-day dry-aged beef, wow, is particularly popular with the late-night crowd. But the must-have, and it takes 25 minutes to deliver, so order early, is the Mexican paella, a killer rice dish with chicken thighs, shrimp, and chicken
chicharron
amid peas, avocado, and tomato. It's a perfect paella, the outer edge rice crisped and crunchy the way you want, and enough protein for three or more. Well, that does sound good.
It's wonderful. I've had it twice. It's really good.
Did you get the burger, too?
No, that's kind of a late night thing, but I mention it only because they, once again, in terms of better than it has to be, you've got a burger, and most of the crowd that's ordering it are there drinking, and it's 10 o'clock at night. So what do you need 28 days of dry age for?
Right.
Like, maybe only a certain percentage of the people going there will appreciate that touch, I'm thinking.
Irresistible small plates include the Yucatan fried chicken, boneless savory bombs with mango habanero glaze, and charred gem lettuce salad with spiced yogurt dressing. Add pork belly for $2.50. Pork belly is a separate charge to keep the salad vegetarian-friendly. This all sounds pretty good. The roasted bone marrow is seriously spicy. I've had bone marrow before, at least I think this is what it was. I had a little bone, a large bone, and just a thin column of fatty marrow in the middle, and then I'd scoop that out and put it on some toast or something. Is that what we're talking about here?
Exactly, yes. But it's seasoned with enough pepper that it will seize your attention at the very first bite.
I got to tell you, so I had this once or twice in my life, and the first time I had it, I was doing it because that's what we were doing, but it wasn't going to be my choice. It was fantastic. Holy cow, is that stuff good.
Yep.
I don't know what that is. It's probably not good for me. It's certainly
enough
fatty.
Enough cholesterol to stop you in your tracks.
It was really good.
Yeah.
Here's some texts. You can text to 312-981-7200. Thank you, Mr. Vitale. You are the first person I've heard in the city who pronounces bruschetta the correct way. It is nails on the chalkboard to me to hear it the incorrect way.
It's funny, you hear it mispronounced in commercials for restaurants. and that drives me up a wall. Thing. You're not helping.
Try our family-friendly bruschetta. Nope. Bruschetta. Nope.
Yeah, it's a supermarket product. There's somebody I can't remember who does it. That's, you know, frozen bruschetta. Like, no. But yes.
847, dear John, you have just made John Pinette apostrophe S. John Panetta's or Panette's day by pronouncing bruschetta properly. His comedy was centered around food, and his pronunciation was impeccable. So that's a comic, and
yeah, he's a stand-up. He's very funny,
and he like you says it correctly. I'm looking at my producer Elif, who is I think on the phone. You're cool, because Elif, do we want to try and do the Phil's Flash Fry? Phil, I don't know if this will work here. We just have a few minutes anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But you know how the last couple times you visited with us, we would ask people to tell us what the one food is at the one
exactly,
place that
yeah.
they really like?
Right.
And I like the, so that's kind of like just a quick flash in the pan. Just tell us what that food is. Maybe Phil has something to say about it. Maybe he doesn't. So I've been playing with some sound effects and some music if we do a segment like this.
Ah.
My sound effects and music aren't ready, but it's something like this.
I'm going to be round my vegetables. I'm going to chop down my vegetables. I love you most of all, my favorite.
Okay, here it is now. 312-981-7200. You can call or text. Tell me what the food that is that you want to flash fry with Phil. Any steak at Steak 48, John. Do you have anything to say about Steak 48?
Steak 48 is a chain that originated, a concept that originated in Arizona, which is the 48th state in the union, and that's where the name comes from. And it's a very good steakhouse from the original family that produced Mastro's Steakhouse, which they have subsequently sold. And so this is their doing their thing. So it's kind of like born from the original people who did Mastro's.
Phil, this is a flash fry, so you have to be shorter. It's flashier or fryier, but you need to be quicker. Ready?
Quicker. Right.
Okay, John, Banderas for Cornbread, signed Celine.
Right off Michigan Avenue. I really like that place, so I always get the lamb sandwich.
I was there a few nights ago and had the special bone-in prime rib, and we had the cornbread served upside down, which they didn't always do. But if you go for an hors d'oeuvre and you get the cornbread, it's a favorite of my family's. Binion's for turtle soup. Seriously? Have you been at Binion's for turtle soup?
Binion's has been serving turtle soup for got to be 30 years by now. It's what made the place famous.
No kidding. Well, that kind of works, right, Phil? We got the feel of it there.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of music, maybe some frying sound effects. I'll throw the name at you, and then you counter with some observation. Fair enough?
Yeah, no more than 10 words, no more than 12 words. Boom, 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 boom.
John, hot dog from Home Depot. Phil, your thoughts. Go.
I've had it. That's it.
I'll tell you what. I think when you walk out of a Home Depot on a Saturday, and you got your cart filled with nails and duct tape and things, light bulbs, and then they've got that little hot dog stand with soda and chips. It is very hard to keep that cart moving.
That's true.
It's almost cheating. And I think they got a bratwurst there, too. And you get that on a soft white bun with some mustard, and, oh, that's one of the reasons I go to Home Depot.
I will see your Home Depot and raise you Costco for those kind of things.
Yeah, they do that, too, don't they?
They do.
And at Costco, am I correct, when you walk out of the Costco, if you look to the left, isn't that where they have the liquor part of the place?
I don't know enough. The Costco I go to, as I go in, the liquor's down and to the right by the meats.
Okay. Okay.
What are you two talking about? Costco hot dogs and Home Depot hot dogs? And
just now joining
Costco.
Us, Steve Bertrand, yeah.
Booze at the Costco?
Yeah, it's we're on the stream. We're not really giving our A game here, Steve.
The pizza's really good, too, at Costco.
It's the Woodman's that has the big liquor department on the left, I think.
Well, I don't belong to any of those. I don't belong to any of those places. All I know is when I walked in the other day with my dad, and he and I were just doing a little shopping, and it seemed to me like over to the right of, I think it was the Costco in Plainfield or Joliet, there was like this liquor wonderland, and I thought, that's kind of smart. If you ever were going to make an impulse buy coming or going, like, oh, but look at that stuff. Oh, okay. You know, you can't miss it as you push your cart by. And so I almost thought, you know, let's get a half dozen big bottles of gin and a hot dog. One more for you, Phil, to tell, then I'll let you go. Boiled shrimp at Lawrence's Fisheries.
I think most people go there for fried shrimp. I don't think I've ever had boiled shrimp there.
Lawrence's Fisheries, is that the place on the south side?
No. It's Calumet Fisheries.
Yeah. There's a real good fish place I know on the south side. But Lawrence's Fisheries is a fish joint, I guess, huh? They're famous for their shrimp?
Yeah.
I guess that's all you need to say. When I said the flash fry part, you need to be tight and flashy. You can be wordier than yeah. But
Lawrence's Fish and Shrimp is at 2120 South Canal. So still south side, not quite so far south as Calumet Fisheries.
One last note here. Don't worry, John. Phil, before you came on, we were talking about our ability or inability to pronounce certain words, and one of them for me has become the word Tivoli. Don't worry, John. Our brain is being tricked into thinking Tivoli looks like ravioli, and therefore you're stumbling over it because it's not a word you see that often. I like that. Thank you very much for the help, 630. It doesn't get it right, but at least it helps. Hey, Phil, come into the studio next time you can. We always appreciate
Absolutely.
Your thoughts. And read Phil Vitale in the Chicago Tribune at chicagotribune.com/dining. They also have a print edition, and he's very good there as well. Okay, my friend, we'll talk to you another day.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, it's always a pleasure to visit.